You have heard about Parikshit Maharaj. What he did? Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. After 7 days, by snake bite, he will die. He then went to, after giving all the responsibility to Janmeja, he went to Sukartal in India, by the side of the Ganges. And all Munirishis came there, saints, great saints, and all the kings, they came. And he submitted his prayer. After 7 days, I have been cursed and I have been killed by snake bite. You are all, I am taking shelter to you. Give me advice, what I am doing. They are advising there from yogis, from jnanis, from brahmis, from all these different saints are there, of different views. They are speaking different views. He was puzzled. You should do this, you should do that, you should do that, like that. Puzzled. Whose advice I am to take? I am to give? Follow. And whose advice I am not to follow? If I do not follow, then those saints will be, they will be dissatisfied. My time is short. So he remembers Krishna. He remembered Krishna. I am born in Pandava family. Pandavas are dear to you. O Krishna, you rescued me when I was in mother's womb. O Krishna, please show me the path. Then Krishna sent his own person. Sukadeva Goswami. You know, you also go through this, but we have to deeply think about this. His own person, who had Brahmananda, but who had given up Brahmananda and started worshipping Krishna. Brahmananda is nothing to Krishna Premananda. And he, being in order or as per order of Krishna, he put his holy footprints there in Sukartal. And all the munis came. But on the way, many people could not understand him. He was going only 16 years age and naked. All the villagers they saw he is a mad person, crazy person. They're throwing stone, throwing dust, etc. They couldn't understand. A learned man can understand the dignity of a learned person. An illiterate person cannot give the dignity to a learned person. He has got no capacity to give. A sadhu can understand sadhu. Non-sadhu cannot understand. He did not say anything because he was Paramahansa. He did not object to this. When he said his holy footprints there, all the munirishis, including Parashuram, Agastya Muni, who drank the ocean, they all stood up. And they saw thousands of sun have appeared. But in the village they did not see. And Parikshit Maharaj was satisfied by seeing. Whatever he will instruct me, I shall act accordingly. Then he said, you are not to do anything. Yajna, karma, bhakti, accepting bhakti. Yajna, karma, jnana, yoga, all this, by this you will not be able to deliver yourself from this imminent danger. I, Sukadeva Goswami, I had Brahmananda when I was in mother's womb. But I have got Krishna Pevaranda from our Gurudev Vedavyas. Then I have got no attraction for Brahmananda. You should hear Krishna, the glories of Krishna, for a week, incessantly. And nothing to do here. And no saint had the power to say against him. There are so many saints. Did not say anything. And Parikshit Maharaj are hearing. We have to compare with this. What sort of speaking of Sudev Goswami? What sort of hearing of Parikshit Maharaj? Second session, first session there in Badrinayan. Third session in Naimisharanya. Everywhere pin drop silence. No hubbub of this city. And Parikshit Maharaj hearing, without taking food, without taking water, without taking rest. Can we imagine? Can we do this? If we demand to get that, without doing this, how we can get it? You should require a bona fide Sadguru, actually who has dedicated himself for the service of Krishna. Whereas Krishna's glories, transcendental glories are descending, but not going through scriptures only, descending. Powerful words, transcendental words of the Brahma. And he was speaking, he did not take rest. He did not eat along with Parikshit Maharaj. But he asked Parikshit Maharaj, you should take rest. Parikshit Maharaj, you should take some water, take some bread, you should take some food, otherwise you will not be able to hear. Then he said, I have got only 7 days' time. You don't bother, don't think about me. I'm all right. You are giving me nectar of Harikatha, ambrosia, transcendental ambrosia of Harikatha. I am satisfied. I don't like, want to sleep. After 7 days I shall die. I don't want to take water. Take food. Kindly please grace me. And Parikshit Maharaj are speaking 7 days. And all the Rishi Munis are there. Were there. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Shrimati Goswami was speaking. And after 7 days, all the knowledge had been imparted to Parikshit Maharaj through the sound, a powerful person. God enters all the glories of the transcendental glories, name, form, attributes, etc. He was speaking and Parikshit Maharaj attentively hearing. Total attention. By hearing 7 days, all the knowledge entered into it. As for example, there is one vessel, and in that vessel some water, liquid water is there. If you are to take out that water from that vessel, then there is one person here, you have to give some heavy things within it, some bricks or stones, etc. If you fill up the vessel with all the bricks, there will be not a drop of water. Our attachment to the world, this body is not eternal. The sense organs are non-eternal. Whatever we have taken through cycles of births and deaths, the non-eternal ideas are within us. When heavy things will enter, then these light ideas will be purged out. Where is the person to say? Where is the person to hear? We have got this example in the Bhagavad. If you not get an ideal person who has dedicated his life totally for the service of Krishna, such person can speak where the knowledge or the qualities of Supreme Lord, sensual qualities, have descended. For that we pray for the grace, the perceptual channel, pray for the grace of the devotees. By our own power we can speak. It is something different. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing. After 7 days, he got the objective, ultimate goal. In Naimisharanya also, Shaunak, etc., 60,000 rishis, they heard for 7 days. These are the examples in these scriptures. For that, we should not be disappointed. Something is better than nothing. But you have to try to do, try your, engage your effort, so that you can hear more and speak more. If you speak about worldly things will enter you. You have to make short, you should not speak unnecessarily worldly things. Gandhagata na bilbe, gandhagata na bilbe. All these rustic words you should listen. Then your mind will go there. Try to avoid that. You engage your sense organs for the service of Krishna. Wherever you engage your sense organs, that will remind you. Now you are hearing. After that you may clean the utensils and can sing the glories of the simple God. While cooking, what for you are cooking? Cooking is also a great devotion. But here we keep cook. Our Guru Maharaj didn't want to keep cook. You have come to worship. Radharani herself cooked food for Krishna. And you are not desirous of doing this. You have got no love relation. That is the difficulty. If you engage your sense organs there, then you will be there. Wherever you engage your sense organs, subtle and gross, and you will go there. If you engage it for the non-eternal things, you will be attracted to non-eternal things. And all difficulties will automatically come. It is true for all. So, we have imbibed thoughts in our mind through cycles of births. And those ideas are within us. If you say, go away from my mind, go away from, by saying they will not go. If you keep one tenant in your house and you will say after that sometime, you go away. If he takes some position in your house, he will not go. No, I shall not go. You have accepted somebody. You have all the ideas of the world accepted with the adoration and you have kept it in your mind. Now go. You will not go. But if you imbibe the higher thoughts, transcendental thoughts of Krishna from a Shuddha Bhakta, that will enter into it and all these rubbish ideas will be removed.